This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The full-scale war in Ukraine and conflicts, including in Sudan, have helped uproot a staggering 110 million from their homes worldwide so far this year. That's the shocking message from UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, which said that by the end of 2022, the number of people displaced by war, persecution, violence, and human rights abuses was at a record 108.4 million. That's up over 19 million from 2021, which was also the highest ever increase. Over 35 million were refugees, while some 62.5 million were internally displaced within their countries. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, also said that a record 43.3 million children were living in forced displacement last year, many of them for their entire childhood. UN data indicates that low- and middle-income countries host the most displaced people. Over 1 in 5 refugees worldwide is hosted by one of the world's 46 least developed nations. The UN Security Council has condemned a brutal attack on a camp for internally displaced people in Ituri province in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, which left at least 45 people dead on the 11th and 12th of June. The attack has been attributed to members of the Kodoko militia, one of many armed groups operating in the country's east that's plagued by violence and displacement. According to the UN Aid Coordination Office, OCHA, Ituri hosts 1.7 million displaced people. The Security Council called on the Congolese authorities to launch an investigation with the support of the UN peacekeeping mission MONUSCO and to bring the perpetrators to justice, noting that deliberate attacks targeting civilians may constitute war crimes. Members of the Security Council also reiterated their call on all Congolese armed groups to lay down their arms and participate in the UN-backed Nairobi process, a peace talks initiative brokered by the East African Community in 2022. The UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator, Martin Griffiths, called the attack horrific, while the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said that 23 children were among those killed and that it was unacceptable that families who had already fled their homes were once again the direct target of violence. A very severe cyclonic storm moving over the Arabian Sea is expected to make landfall close to the India-Pakistan border on Thursday, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, has warned. WMO said that its regional specialized center in New Delhi, operated by the Indian Meteorological Department, predicts that Cyclone Biparjoy will hit the Indian and adjoining Pakistani coasts near Jakhau Port on the 15th of June, with a maximum wind speed of up to 135 kilometers or 84 miles per hour. Torrential rainfall has already been seen in the coastal areas, WMO said, and warnings are being issued to fishermen in the area as a big storm surge is expected. WMO reiterated that accurate forecasts and early warnings play a crucial role in avoiding high casualties from tropical cyclones. The agency is leading a UN initiative to ensure that everyone on Earth is protected from extreme weather by early warning services by 2027. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Tuesday that it was on standby to support the authorities in Pakistan and in India to prepare for and respond to the storm. The governments of both countries have been evacuating people in the areas under threat, and WHO Pakistan has pre-positioned supplies, including oral rehydration salts, water purification tablets, and essential medicines in the affected districts. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.